Hi, Lori here. Thanks for joining our podcast this week. Hey, I'm about to catch a plane to San Diego for the Wiley Disc Conference. So excited to get out of the cold weather. But you know, this topic is a great one while traveling because boy, oh boy, I know I can have a hard time controlling my reactions if I'm not really being aware. So yeah, this week's podcast is on how to control my reactions, and this is in reaction to a question that came up from the weekly tips. And if you haven't read this week's tips, it's why we should lead from the bottom, and we talked about the concept of servant leadership. Then go on over to my blog at leadingwithgrit.com and take a look. So yeah, you know, it takes a variety of skills to become competent in servant leadership, and it all begins with awareness. Once we're aware, we need to then make a choice. Without awareness, we don't even have the opportunity to manage our emotions and behavior. And even with awareness, many of us know that it can still be difficult to do. So let's say you are aware. You know, you've stalked yourself enough to know how you're feeling in certain situations. You're familiar with yourself. So maybe this situation comes up that, you know, you're aware you're upset, but you can't quite control how you react. And that was the question that Jeremy had given us in the supervisory skills training. He said, you know, I'm pretty aware. I think I have a handle on that, but I'm just not sure that I can control my reactions. And you think about it, though, just by being aware, you've already dissipated it quite a bit. Just bringing light to it. But yeah, there's still times that you're going to feel emotion creeping up through your body. It's kind of like about to take over like poltergeist. So what can you do in that situation? You know, the first thing, let's talk about what we naturally might do and then what we should do. So the first thing that we find ourselves doing is resisting. As Carl Jung said, you know, what we resist persists. Instead of resisting it, try accepting it. Be aware of your emotion. Own it. You know, of course we need to manage it. And you can do that by imagining you're its master. So you choose what you want your reactions to do. You feel that emotion creeping in. You take a look at it and you go, okay, how do I want to steer that? What do I want to do with that? Because you don't want to let somebody else control you. And when you're reacting to your emotions, it's typically because you're kind of blame somebody else or you're reacting to that other person. So blame is the second thing that I experience that most of us do. And you know, it's easier to look outside of ourselves and blame something or someone else than to stop and take a look inside. We're not in the habit of doing that, taking ownership of the way that we're feeling. And the only way to be in control and to do something differently, to make a choice, is to take that ownership. So the next time you're aware that you're blaming your situation or your emotion on someone else, like your spouse maybe, you know, maybe when something goes wrong, perhaps you get a ticket for your inspection expiring. We're not saying that that's happened to me, but you might instantly want to blame it on someone, you know, your boyfriend, your spouse, the garage for not letting you know, even the county for not sending reminders for inspections. Why can't they do that? So, you know, we all do it. And often we're not even aware that we're doing it. So we just need to own it. It's the best way to feel in control and to be able to do something about it and not judge ourselves. That's the third one. A lot of times, again, we're not even aware we're doing this, but we judge ourselves for having the emotion to begin with. And that often loops into resisting, like we talked about first. You know, so just practicing awareness, again, is going to help us. And if we notice we're judging ourselves, just realize that we all do this. We all have these emotions, and we all have to figure out ways to manage those emotions. So thanks so much for joining me. And you know, if you have any comments or questions for future topics, please, I love hearing them. Submit them at leadingwithgrit.com. And definitely stay tuned on our social networks and websites for some special book giveaways coming up soon. We were all so excited yesterday. Leading with Grit was at Amazon's number one spot on the list of new HR hot releases. So thanks a lot, guys, and I will talk to you again next week.